here's a story from The World.
When there's no pandemic, you know, normal times, more than 2 million Muslims travel to the holy city of Mecca each year for the annual pilgrimage, the Hajj. This year, however, because of COVID-19, only about 1,000 people who already live in Saudi Arabia are being allowed to go. But like so many things in our lives these days, there's a digital version.
You are here in a virtual world of worship and knowledge. You can walk around and enjoy the surroundings. And if you have questions, simply come and talk to me.
This is a game for smartphones called Muslim 3D, and it's a brainchild of Bilal Chabib. He's the co-founder of Bigatech Studios, a video game design company in Bonn, Germany. Thanks for being with us, Bilal. I spent this morning a little time exploring Mecca on my phone. Walk me through some of what I've been seeing and doing. I started, as the experience does, coming into what looks like an ornate place of worship. There were a couple of people talking. I looked around then. Headed, I think, out of some magic portal onto a sand dune and then down into a tent village for pilgrims. Explain what I saw.
So what you've actually been experiencing was our demo version that we launched last year. What we're working on right now is the full version where you can actually go there and perform the virtual pilgrimage and do all the rituals that are required to do.
So everything that a pilgrim would do in non-pandemic times, you could do in this game.
Exactly. That's actually the goal. I started working on that project long before there was anything known as Corona. So there was not the intention to offer an alternative to the real thing. It was actually designed to be something like a preparation tool for pilgrims who will go there. It can become quite overwhelming because as a Muslim, it's the most important trip of your life. You have to do it once in your lifetime. It can be very expensive. And you want to do it right. So you need something to prepare for it. And that was the intention in the beginning.
Bilal, what gave you the idea to do this in the first place?
My own background is video game development. And I'm a passionate video gamer myself. And when I see Muslims represented in games, I was seeing that that was very negatively. So most of the times they were holding an AK-47 in their hand and needed to be gunned down. And I found that a bit sad. And I thought there are no titles out there which deal with the very rich history and culture of Muslims. That was the initial impulse to work on a project like that and to build a world like Muslim 3D where people can learn about these things in a playful environment.
Usually with video games at the end, there's like some reward or some big kind of graphic explosion that the game is over. What happens at the end of Muslim 3D?
There won't be an end, actually. You can explore the world as long as you want. There will be things that are rewards for you, like finding artifacts or learning about new places and locations and unlocking them through the course of the game. But it's not like you have to fight a big end boss or something. It's more like exploring the world and learning through the game.
Well, if you want to see this, you can watch a video of the virtual Hajj on our website, theworld.org, and check out the photos there of this year's very different real experience in Mecca. Bilal Chabib is with Bigatech Studios, creators of the virtual Hajj app, Muslim 3D. Bilal, thank you very much for being with us.
You're very welcome.